This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jay Bruce has been red hot since joining the Indians, and he and his Cleveland teammates get off to a fast start in Kansas City.
The outfield shades him to left just a little bit, and he bangs one to deep right field. Back goes Cabrera and gone. Jason Kipnis got a pitch up, and he jumped on it. Home run number 11. It is 1-0 Cleveland. Pitch is made, and he hits a high drive to deep right field. Back goes Cabrera and gone. Jay Bruce. 3-0 Cleveland.
And there's a single to right field. In comes one, and they will send the second runner as well. And two score, and going to second base on the throw home is Yan Gomes, who it doesn't pay off for Kennedy, and all of a sudden the Royals are down four runs with Corey Kluber, the opposing pitcher. So it's a 5-1 score, on and on. You'd figure they would be at the very top. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Hosmer swings, pulls it to the right side, fielded by Santana. And they've got no play. It's an infield hit for Hosmer. Kluber was a little late getting over, and it seemed like Santana had a difficult time getting it out of his glove, so that's a base hit for Eric Hosmer, and he now has a six-game hit streak. And out comes the trainer, because maybe that's why Kluber was late getting over. Did he injure his leg? Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bruce swings and belts it high and deep. That's a long one, and it is long gone. And Jay Bruce has gone deep for the second time tonight with a three-run home run, and I think Cleveland's just about put this one in the deep freeze as they now lead it 9-1.
Friday's loss drops the Royals to 61-60 for the year. They now sit in third place and 6.5 games out in the American League Central. Here's the manager, Ned Yost.
I mean, we talked about it before. It's a big series for us. That's kind of a difficult question to answer, because Ian was doing everything he could to step up. He just didn't have as good stuff. And he, like I said before, he was competing out there. Just stuff was a little flat.
Alexander comes in, closes the door in the third and the fourth. A chance there with Moose on second, Melky on third.
Yeah, Mossy smoked the ball. It just kind of got – he hit it so hard it just kind of caught Moose in no man's land out there.
How much is it he needs to pick up Melky, or is it just tough luck?
Yeah, it's just kind of tough luck. And, I mean, it's a little of both. You know, you got to pick up Milky in that spot, but the ball's hit so hard that you just take that one step and you're just, you know, he steps on the bag and he's got you.
You talked a lot about the bullpen struggles over the last couple of weeks, but the rotation, too, has kind of had some off moments, too. Like the ERA is like 7 or something
right
over the last 2 weeks. Could you have dreamed that that both your rotation and your bullpen could slump at the same time? Is that – really hasn't happened here, you know, in a long, long time.
No. But I would have never dreamed that our whole entire offensive unit would have slumped in April either. You know, you would think that you'd have two or three guys get off to a good start. It just happens. You got to continue to battle every day. Luckily for us, you know, we got a chance to come back tomorrow and play again. You know, this game wasn't a good one for us. So, you break it kind of down. Scotty had a good outing. Junis came in. We had the luxury of, him trying to pick up a couple of innings for us there. First inning was really good. Second inning was okay. And then he just really hit a wall in the third inning. But McCarthy came in, and I thought he, had a good outing. An inning and two-thirds, and Buchter was fine. He ended up, getting ambushed first pitch fastball by Encarnacion, but after that got three outs.
Ned, you're really good about having equilibrium about one game. But does this one hit you in any different way just because it's the start of kind
no.
of a significant series?
No, it doesn't. These types of games where you look at it and you say, okay, well, my starting pitcher just didn't have as good stuff, and they blow us out. It doesn't hit you anywhere like it did, like the game in Oakland did, where you take the lead in the eighth inning. You know, we got beat tonight. And, you know, you look back and guys competed, but they were better than us tonight. And, you know, you can kind of live with that. You know, come back tomorrow and do it all over again.
The Royals will try to get back on track Saturday when Jason Vargas makes the start at Kauffman Stadium.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.